news, sports, AccuWeather, and more. Wake up with the information you need on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thanks so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. We switch from infectious diseases to the hospitality and restaurant industry. We're going to talk to now Bob Garrett, President and CEO of the Greater Susquehanna Valley Chamber of Commerce. Country Cupboard, of course, the stepping off point for our conversation, but we're really going to talk about the industry in general in our area and maybe in a broader fashion. Bob, thank you so much for calling in today.
It's good to be here, Mark. I'm calling from your Southern Command Center in Palm Beach, Florida, where my wife and I are vacationing. Unfortunately, thanks to an illness among another restaurant owner in the Greater Susquehanna Valley, they had to give up their vacation house for the week, so we came down for 3 days. So I listened to your weather report, and I'm glad to say that's not the weather report in Florida. let's talk a little bit about the hospitality industry. I had an opportunity to speak with Chris Baylor last evening. I said things to Chris like, I've known your father was the chairman of the Union County Economic Development Council. Your grandfather made the motion, and I seconded it to create the current Susquehanna River Valley Visitors Bureau. You know, the Country Cupboard has been and will continue to be the gold standard of hospitality in the greater Susquehanna Valley. And we talked about that, and we talked about what the Baylor family hopes will happen over this next month and a half or 5 weeks or so, as folks will come into the Country Cupboard and reminisce and talk about all the good times they have had there. You know, I've had events there of 2 and events of 300, and everyone was always perfectly handled by competent, well-trained, compassionate folks. And hey, the food was good. So it was everything you'd want from a restaurant.
Well, you made reference to the 300-size banquets and activities and some that were larger than that as being pivotal to keep the business going. But if there's significantly fewer of those and significantly fewer customers, I mean, their business was based on high volume, and COVID did a number on that. Well, before we get too far into that logistics, just one more question about the reaction. I think we've all learned since then just what an icon and what a real touchstone facility that was in our area.
Absolutely. I'll tell you that our upcoming Lunch and Learn at the Greater Susquehanna Valley, and this is going to be a classic, is we're going to be doing our Lunch and Learn in February, and the entire inspiration of that Lunch and Learn is around digital or virtual hospitality. The whole inspiration is the Country Cupboard restaurant. And I don't think she'd mind if I mention her name. Sabre Carr recently had an experience where she was trying to order some baked goods for an event she was having at her home. And she called around a couple places and she said, You know what? I'm just going to try the Country Cupboard. And she called the Country Cupboard, and the experience she had was perfect. It was top notch. It was white glove, whatever the words you want to come up with. Here's what's classic. So we're having a Lunch and Learn, catch that name, for the greater Susquehanna Valley. We'll have 50, 60, maybe 100 people at this Lunch and Learn, and we're going to be talking about hospitality, talking about how the Baylor family and the Country Cupboard creates the gold standard of that. And, Mark, it's virtual. You bring your own lunch. And the problem is there were just too many of those right now, and as Chris said yesterday in the press conference, this was a perfect storm. All of the things that worked against their business model, that volume model, high quality food, high quality service, right now are just extremely difficult to do. And frankly, I think they're making the right decision. It's far better to not be in business and go out, with that gold standard than have to bring it down to the bronze standard or the rust standard, if it were. And what other companies are doing that are based on high volume, think of McDonald's. They're going to kiosks. They don't have people anymore. That doesn't work at the Country Cupboard. There's some things that you just can't change. They have to be what they are to be the standard that they absolutely have to maintain.
Well, he cited COVID-19's tremendous impact on the high volume that they need. The worker shortage, they have half as many workers as they once had there, and extremely high cost for food that keeps going up. If any one of those had not been present, maybe it would just be a struggle. But with all three plus other factors involved, they just couldn't do it. Are we going to see other closures like this? They are not the only high volume food business around here. They're not, and they are among all of the restaurants around here that are facing these reasons to some extent.
Yeah, I'm knocking on the wood on the side on the chair I'm sitting at right now, saying I really hope not. You know, I've been a little bit smug, I have to say, because as we went into the pandemic, we were being told by all the experts expect 20% to 30% business closure coming out of the pandemic. And, you know, in the greater Susquehanna Valley, we just haven't seen those kind of numbers. So, yes, of course, a Sunbury Textile closed, but we all know that, and that's a terrible thing, that it closed, and it idled people, and people that had what they thought were careers stopped. That's a terrible thing any time a business closes. You know, we're going to do everything we can. You know, the country covered business model is such that there's not a lot the chamber could do about that other than try to do our 300-person events there and try to encourage buses to come back and those sort of things. But that's not the world right now, Mark. We can't change reality. We have to work with reality. So we're going to continue. As I mentioned, we have our upcoming Lunch and Learn that's going to be focused on digital hospitality. It's just as important to be hospitable, whether it's on the telephone or on a computer, than it is when you're face-to-face with folks. That's still the gold standard. That's still what people are expecting. You know, we're gonna speak the truth, too. And the fact of the matter is that all these prices going up, is things are going to get more expensive. There's a breaking point, but we're going to do what we can to try to make sure that the regulations are out of the way, that the roadways are in place, that everything's in place, that the supply chain, you know, we can't do a lot about the supply, but we can do a lot about the chain, part of the supply chain, and we're going to do everything we can to lessen the blow here. The other thing, let's talk a little bit about the future, is the Country Cupboard is closing. The Country Cupboard restaurant is closing. All of the other bale or ham businesses are staying in place. They're picking up as many people as they possibly can from those. They're highly diversified. They have a different business model, and they should be just fine coming through this. You know, again, we'll have to watch carefully, et cetera. But in real estate, we always talk about location, location, location. Well, the Country Cupboard restaurant, the building's not going anywhere. Something will come along. We just need a little time right now to figure out what that something is. And there'll be something good there. And this is a family that has invested in our valley for decades, you know, almost nearly 50 years. They're not going anywhere. They're going to be around here. We'll figure this out. You know, it started as a fruit stand. Maybe we need to go back to a produce stand and bring it back again as the world changes. We'll see. We'll see how that goes.
Right. Somebody will do a lot of studying and thinking before they open anything in that area or rebuild or remodel or do whatever, and then something sustainable will have to be developed. Well, let's talk about the worker shortage a little bit. I think it's affecting everybody. Everybody, including restaurants, have to pay workers higher wages. It seems like there's still, you know, a dozen incentives to not work, either stay home or people wish to work and don't because they're afraid or something. Is there any change in the horizon for the worker shortage?
Well, we continue to believe that part of the problem in the greater Susquehanna Valley, because of this low participation rate that we deal with, and, you know, we talk about that the first Friday of every month. Just tune in a week, and you'll be hearing us talking about the participation rate. We continue to believe, Mark, that the biggest issue is we have a skill gap, that the people who are on the sidelines don't have the skills that they need to do the jobs that currently exist in the greater Susquehanna Valley, and we're doing everything we can there. The Votech School is doing well. You know, they're not at capacity, but they're much closer to capacity than they've been in many, many years. We know that nationwide at community college, there's been a 20% drop in students attending community colleges. We know that there's a drop not quite that large in the students attending four-year colleges, but let's focus on community colleges because that's where a lot of career education comes from. That's where you get the skills that you need to do things like work at the country cupboard. Nationwide, community college attendance since the pandemic is down 20%. Just the opposite happened in the greater Susquehanna Valley. And these things don't just happen, Mark. In the greater Susquehanna Valley, at the greater Susquehanna Valley Center of Luzerne County Community College, that's one of the three centers of the community college that we have in our valley, one in Watsontown, one in Shamokin, another one in Berwick. At the greater Susquehanna Valley Center, the attendance is up, the participation is up 143%. That's plus. When nationwide, community college attendance is down by 20%. So you know, we're bucking the tide there. We think we're doing the right things. We're going to continue to do those right things. But at this point, we just need to, we all have to put our shoulder to the wheel here a little bit, and we all have to work on this. If there's folks on the sideline, encourage them, get back in there, get the skills you need, get back into the labor force. And, we'll continue to rap at the governor's door and say, hey, give us some more regulatory relief here. Please don't put things in place that make it harder for small business or all businesses, as far as that goes, to stay in business during what is a very, very difficult time.
Well, yeah,
to be in business.
President Reagan just looked down on us and says government is still the problem. So,
yeah, right.
So no change
right.
there. Bob, well, thank you so much.
Oops, and there's Joe McGranahan standing at attention.
Up on his exercise bike at home. So appreciate that. Bob, thank you so much. We look forward to more analysis of this major issue next week. Invite whomever you wish for Financial Friday, and we'll really dig into this. I very much appreciate
it. We'll get her done.
Thank you so much, Bob. Thanks for calling in today, and enjoy the rest of your vacay.
Okay, thank you very much. Be well.
Thank you. Bob Garrett, President and CEO, calling from Florida. He's with the Greater Susquehanna Valley Chamber of Commerce. He opened a branch office in Palm Beach to make sure that the chamber's got broad outreach. You're listening to WDKOK. Next up, we are going to be listening to Your Money Now.
To stay safe on